Dunedin Plumbing is three generations of master plumbers that provide full-service plumbing repairs. Whether it be kitchen and bath remodeling, sewer and drain cleaning, toilet repair or replacement, slab leak detection, faucet repairs or installations, they can do it. Visit their showroom at 483 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin, or give them a call at 727-734-2879, or visit their website, dunedinplumbing.com. License number RF0037427. See the Dunedin Plumbing ad in the BCC coupon book. You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book.
Loki Volkswagen of Clearwater has been family owned and operated since 1952 and are your local family dealer for all your Volkswagen needs. Right now, Loki Volkswagen is offering $1,000 off any new Volkswagen and $500 off any used Volkswagen, and all vehicles come with lifetime hand car washes and lifetime oil changes. Give them a call, 727-799-2151. Visit them online at LokiVW.com or come by the shop at 27850 US Highway 19 North in Clearwater.
It's time for the Brian Cash Clause Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Clause, and his very special guest.
Welcome, Tampa Bay, to the Brian Cash Clause Show. Also, we have some special guests here today. Well, first of all, my name is Angel Santiago. I'm the president of Our Community First, and we have an exciting news to share with you guys. We actually do bring in folks from the community onto this radio platform so they can share what they're doing in the community. So we have Bread of Refuge. So let's start over here. Can you provide your name and where you're located?
My name is Scott McCoach, and we are located in Brandon. Been there for a few years now, and that's where we're at.
And I see you have a guest here as well, and it's your lovely wife.
It is. Right.
So we'll go ahead and introduce yourself
as
well.
Yes, my name is Sharon McCoach.
Okay.
And we are about 7 years at 521 Wilbur Street in Brandon. And we feed families in need and homeless 6 days a week. We're feeding
6 days a week.
Yeah.
So tell us how all this started. Like what inspired you to do something like this?
Well, we were going to church, a little town over from where we're at now, and we met some people that were going out feeding the homeless, and they were actually going into the camps and finding people. And then it turned out to be a couple years later where it was an opportunity to get a place to rent a unit and feed out of there like a soup kitchen and still go out to the streets and feed and, you know, for the people that were on the streets that couldn't get there. And then also we do families in need with grocery boxes. We're doing over 400 families in need a week.
Wow.
With a grocery box.
Now, how do you get the groceries? Do they donate it to you? How do they, you know, if someone was interested in providing you some food to help with your cause, are they able to do that?
Yes.
Okay.
Canned goods are great. Non-perishables are great. We get a lot. We work with Feeding Tampa Bay. I know a lot of people are familiar with them. And so we have contracts to go into our local stores. And each day we go in and they give us whatever's going to be expiring. And then we bring it back. We weigh it. And then we put it in boxes and hand it out to the people that are coming through that need help.
Well, I have to say, I had the privilege and the honor to actually go to one of your events on a Saturday. And not only do you provide food, but there's also, you collaborate with other not-for-profit organizations in which, you know, people can take showers at the location mm-hmm. at the time or get a free haircut. Yeah. So it's just a wonderful, wonderful thing that you guys have going on. So I'm assuming, are you a pastor?
Yes,
okay,
we're
great.
Outreach pastors.
You're outreach pastors, okay. Do you have a church or a location, or do you?
Well, we have a sanctuary there on the property.
Okay.
And we do a Wednesday night Bible study. And then we have a Spanish friends that are pastors that use it on Sundays.
Okay.
And then also we go out to the street and we feed another location. And my husband brings the word out to them on the street. So he could tell you about that.
Okay. Well, share a little bit about that.
We started with the first couple that we that got us involved in. We started with them, and they had a location. They had a spot over in not far from Brandon. It's called Sefner, where they would meet a group of people. And so after that family moved away, we continued doing that. And as time went on, we first started just handing out food. As time went on, we said, you know what, we want to feed them spiritually as well as physically. And so we just started sharing a little, I do like a 10, 15 minute, you know, at the most, little message, share with them, we pray with them. And it just, you know, we just kept doing that. And it's kind of like you have a captive audience, you know, you can, you know, we don't force them, they don't have to listen to get food. And some of them don't. They, not everybody, you know, really wants to hear. But the ones that do, they partake, and the rest of them just have to wait till we're done our little thing, and then we hand out the food, and it works really well. We have a lot of people really look forward to that. A lot of the homeless people, they don't have a lot of encouragement. A lot of, you know, they tend to lose hope, and they really, really encourages a lot of them. They tell me all the time, hey, you know, we look forward to hearing, you know, this. Hearing you share from the Bible and just, you know, give us something to encourage us.
That's wonderful. But I also noticed that you guys also have a P.O. box for those folks that may not have an address.
Yes.
And that's a wonderful thing. There are people that are out there that are homeless and they need a place to have some correspondence, because that's very, very key. And the other thing I noticed that you guys have is you have a clothing outlet, you sell clothing for very, very minimal amount of money. And I'm assuming you get donated the clothing and items?
Yes.
And from the sales for those items, is that what you do to try to create fundraising for what you're doing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So that helps us to pay for the building, because we're not government funded. We're by faith. And God is faithful. You know, what He starts, He is faithful to complete it. So, you know, every month those bills are paid, and, you know, all glory to God.
Like even the chills when you said that.
Yeah. All glory to God. You know, we've been doing this over 10 years, and God has been so faithful. And that's what we count on, you know, that. And then we get, you know, when the cars come through, some of them get a box of food and say, we want to give you a couple dollars because we are so grateful. Without you, we wouldn't have made it through. And then sometimes they get off their feet and they want to sow a love offering. But everything that comes in, you know, goes back into just the building. Everybody that's there is not paid. We have all these volunteers. They're not paid. Everybody comes there. We have over 50 volunteers. And we couldn't do it without all those help, with all the people coming out and helping us faithfully.
So what is your website and your phone number for them to reach out to you?
It's same name, breadofrefuge.com. And the phone number is on there. I can give it to you here as well.
Yeah, absolutely. For everybody can hear.
All right. Very good. It's 813-695-6058. And you can hop on that website and check us out.
And they can call you to do donations as well, right?
Yep. And then also we have Facebook. So they can follow us on Facebook, Bread of Refuge on Facebook, and they'll be able to see some of the events and Christmas and different things that we do. And they can, if they have any questions, give us a call or even message us, and we'll get back to them.
Okay. So is there something that you need of right now, of urgency?
Well, food and clothing.
Okay.
There's a lot of, for the homeless, you know, they come in for the thrift store and they can have, they get free. They need an outfit every day, they can get an outfit, they can get a pair of underwear and socks, clean underwear and socks. And then also if a family need comes in and they need anything, we also bless them. They do not pay anything for any products that they need. But anything like that, you know, toiletries, clothing, you know, gently used, shoes. I mean, the homeless are always looking for sneakers and that type of shoe or flip-flops, you know, and anything like that, you know, would be wonderful.
And your service area right now, where is it located?
We are in Brandon, Valrico, Sefner.
Okay.
Yeah. Tampa.
Tampa. You also in Tampa?
Okay. Yeah. Well, they kind of flow from all over.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you again for sharing that information. And one more time, can you provide the phone number where they can reach you as well?
Yes. It's 813-695-6058.
Okay. Is there something that perhaps I might have missed or, you know, during this conversation that the other things that you're doing in the community that you want people to know?
I think we've touched base on everything. I can't think of anything right now, so thank you so much. We appreciate you inviting us out to share about what God is doing there.
Well, for those folks, I really highly encourage you to go out there and witness for yourself. Sometimes, as you know, when you're there, what I noticed, what impacted me is that when I was there, there was a gentleman who was getting a haircut, and the gentleman who was getting the haircut wasn't dressed like you would assume who was homeless. He was in clean clothes, and people already assumed the worst. And the guy who was cutting the hair said, "Listen, if you're not homeless, I'm not going to cut your hair. Can you please move aside so I can help people?" He goes, "No, I'm homeless. He's been on the street for 2 weeks." And this gentleman had a testimony. I mean, he was saying that he has to go to work pools. So a lot of the shelters are not close enough for the work pools, right. And they start at 6 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So it's challenging to get from the work pools to these jobs at 6 in the morning. He's very responsible. So he sleeps around that area so that he can be first one there. And he's planning to save money and then get back on his feet. But with your help, with the free haircut, the clothing, and the food has helped him a lot. So, you know, don't assume people that, you know, that when you see someone who's homeless people have this perception how it is. It's not the case.
Right.
Anyone can become homeless.
Yes.
I can become homeless.
That's right. Yep.
People going through those hurricanes in Florida, lost their homes. They are homeless unless they have a family member to help them. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we shall all help each other. It's when communities get together, we can make a difference, right?
Exactly, yes.
And not only that, but the most first and foremost, the most important part of all this is a foundation, which says God, right?
Right, that's right.
You know, so you put in Jesus first.
Yes, we love to minister and pray over them. When they come, they know they can trust us to come and take some time to pray with them, encourage them, love on them. We don't judge them because we know that we're all in a process, right, with our walk with Christ. So it's an honor and a joy to do what we do.
Perfect. So for those folks that want to know more information about them, I'm going to put them on our website as well. They are actually on our directory, which is rcommunityfirst.com, which is the letter R, rcommunityfirst.com. Feel free to give me a call as well, and I can connect you. My number is 813-424-8751. They also have a lot of events happening, like you heard. They have a lot of days they're providing food in the community. But we're putting them on our calendar on when events come up, so we're also making sure that's posted on there. I know from time to time there's events that you do besides the providing food and clothing. I saw on your website that you had someone singing, or I don't know what was going on.
So every year we do an event where it's all about different churches coming together, ministering, haircuts, free food, free groceries, and we do that in April usually of every year.
Okay.
Christmas time, we do a Christmas Day we do for the homeless, and we just celebrate the homeless on Christmas Day. So we do things throughout, and then showers are every other month. We do showers on our parking lot.
That's wonderful. Well, again, thank you so much for stopping in. I know you guys drove a long ways to come here. So, again, thank you, and thank you for what you do. Just with that being said, I'm going to say a quick, I have this flyer here. It's called Fly A737, Explore the Solar Systems and More. It's Fly, Race, and Shoot. Experience an aircraft carrier taking off, affordable, high-end, virtually reality. It's located at 2674 Bayshore Lakeshore Boulevard in Dunedin, located in, it says here, Quick Critters Plaza next to Bingo. Schedule your adventure online. So their website is called simcentertampabay.com. Their telephone number is 727-643-1781. It's for kids from 8 to 88, so anyone can do this. Corporate events, team building, birthdays, and educational. Check out the coupon books. Actually, this is BCC coupon books. They actually have a little QR code on it. If you actually scan it with your phone, you'll go right directly to their business. Again, thank you for coming in today. I look forward in the future perhaps inviting you back on, so we do have some major activities. Let's connect, okay, and to let the community know. Okay?
All right, very good.
All right, guys.
Again.
You have a wonderful rest of your evening.
Yep. God bless.
Yes. All right. One moment.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's Thrift Store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
All right, Tantalk listeners, this is the BCC Traffic Report brought to you by Cars Unlimited Auto Repair. Traffic building up on 275 in Tampa, general rush hour traffic, along with being built up on Kennedy Boulevard. There's backups there. Again, this is general rush hour traffic. No major incidents to report. Courtney Campbell Causeway looks good going into Tampa, coming from Clearwater. If you're in Clearwater, there's traffic building up on US 19. Again, general traffic rush hour buildup going up north to Pinellas Park and going south to St. Petersburg. Other than that, no major incidents to report. Everything else is general rush hour traffic at 5:30 on your Wednesday afternoon. And with your BCC traffic report, I'm Sally. Now back to more of the BCC Coupon Book Radio Show.
Hi, this is Lizette LaForge of Beacon Windows. Are you tired of struggling with your sliders? Don't replace, refurbish. We keep you on track. Our business is on a roll. And I don't care what your problem is, I can get a handle on it. Not only do we make your sliders work nearly like new, but we also specialize in water intrusion when there's water sneaking underneath the track and maybe going to your neighbor below, or maybe you're being leaked on. So when you get a chance to give us a call, call us at 727-493-2644. Keep us in mind whenever your sliders are giving you any trouble. Beacon Windows, 727-493-2644 or www.sliderrepair.com. Don't replace, refurbish. Sliderrepair.com, 727-493-2644. Beacon Windows.
Jelly beans, ice cream, and treats has the food and desserts that'll make you smile. From burgers, hot dogs, chicken tenders, and sandwiches, to ice cream, shakes, sundaes, floats, and ice cream sandwiches. Bring the whole family to 368 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin, nearly right across the street from Dunedin Lanes. You can order online at jillybeans.com and follow them on Facebook at jillybeans, I-C-T. Check out their website for all their weekly specials.
Hey, Tampa Bay, do you have a cleaning project that needs to get done? Give Keith's Cleaning Service a call, 727-470-5071 for honest, hardworking, and tenacious service from Keith's Cleaning Service. Call now for a quote, 727-470-5071. That's 727-470-5071 for Keith's Cleaning Service. Some of the best cleaning services in Tampa Bay.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
All right, so we are back. Thank you so much, Matt, for that great traffic report. So how are we today? We're in the house with, introduce yourself.
Yeah, my name is Bill Olive. I am from Tarpon Springs. And we have a diabetes treatment center in Tarpon Springs.
Yes.
Called United Metabolic Treatment Center.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being with us today, Bill. And you can introduce yourself as well.
Okay. My name is Peter Ipak. I am the owner of Sim Center Tampa Bay in Dunedin on Causeway Plaza. And I do flight simulation, car simulation, space simulation, things like that.
That is very cool. I've been in your place, which I got to say, I wish you would have brought your puppy with you today. I love her.
I can bring her next time. No problem.
She is awesome. Very, very cool. So, okay, let's talk about your simulators. So if somebody wanted to maybe be a pilot one day or want to take lessons and things like
that. Well, I don't do lessons. So this is for entertainment strictly.
Right. Okay?
Since 9/11, you can't really get close to anything like that unless you have all the credentials that goes with it. So in my place is pretty much the only place in North America where you can go in and have as much realism to fly an actual 737 jetliner. Most people actually would want to do that at one point in their life. Everybody wondered how the heck that thing actually works. Mm-hmm. So you can come to my place, which is basically Sim Center Tampa Bay. It's on 2674 Bayshore Boulevard at the Causeway Plaza right next to Madison Avenue Pizza. And what you can basically do is sit next to me in a co-pilot seat, and we literally fly a full-blown flight. That means you can go from Tampa all the way to Miami. You can go from Tampa to Fort Lauderdale, or from Sacramento to San Francisco. You can go from Los Angeles to San Diego or to Las Vegas, and it's real time. So the actual duration of the flight is from start to finish, meaning pushing back from the gate, startup procedure, all of that stuff, etc., etc. Like essentially, you're doing a charter flight. But the cool part about it that on that simulator specifically, it's live weather. So let's say you take off from let's say Las Vegas, and when you get into Los Angeles, there is a fog, and you encounter that. It's whatever is outside right now, worldwide, is what's in the simulator. Now, I also have fighter jet simulators. These are pretty realistic because I use also virtual reality technology. Mm-hmm. So you basically can be anywhere from San Diego all the way to San Francisco to Salt Lake City, Utah, down to Denver, down to Tucson, Arizona, everything in between, including Grand Canyon, Las Vegas, all of the cities is down to 1 meter resolution. So if you, let's say, take off with an F-18 fighter jet out of San Diego from, let's say, Miramar, from Fighter Town, USA, you can fly all the way up to San Francisco on an F-18. And you can do loop-de-loops, you can do all the air show stuff, etc. I also have two full-motion Formula One race car simulators.
That sounds pretty cool to me.
That's 350 motions per second. I kind of call them the cockiness reducing machine because everybody thinks I can drive.
Right.
Look, there are 8 billion people on planet Earth. There's only 26 F1 drivers exist who are actually active. And they get about, you know, $30 million or whatever they get per year to go around the circles. So trust me, it's a lot more than what you can think of.
Yeah, it's really hard to hold on to that wheel, isn't it? And I mean, the heat, you're hot, and it's, I mean, I've just watched like sort of close to the NASCAR drivers, which the Formula One, is that the same speed?
No.
Okay.
They go way faster.
Right. So just watching them, like, it's a workout. Like,
Sure.
it's really hard.
Formula One race car drivers lose 10% of their body weight at every single race.
I believe that.
None of them are overweight, I can tell you that.
They're all
skinny because you're not going to fit in the car to begin with. So I get those. I get first-person shooters where you basically can be in the middle of Walking Dead shooting zombies.
Oh, cool.
I have two space simulators where you literally can go around the entire solar system.
Nice.
So that's actually the Jet Propulsion Laboratory database where you can literally fly through the rings of Saturn, all of it. So it's really unique, very interesting. I also have a haunted house, which will scare the heck out of you.
So
it's basically an entertainment center like none other. This is pretty much the only place to go, on the weekend or whatever, if you want to go with your kids to have a family fun, which is family friendly. And it's definitely cheaper than Disney.
Right. And it's also, so if anybody's thinking of a unique birthday party, you could do birthday parties there.
I do also corporate events.
Oh, very awesome.
Yeah,
I think team building, that would be good.
Yeah. and it's really good because all of my clients actually like it. They love the fact that they can do something that is unique for their employees.
Right.
Because, what do? You go out for a beer, you go out for whatever, you go out for bowling, and pretty much everybody's tired of it. So when somebody puts up the thing that, okay, well, how about if we go to drive an F1 race car? It's like, excuse me?
Right.
Okay, are you going to fly a commercial jetliner today? That doesn't exist.
That's awesome. So if anybody has any questions or just wants to check out what things you do have to offer, you can go to SIM, that's SIM Center Tampa Bay.com, and check out the website.
Yep, or SIM Center Tampa Bay.
Give Peter a call at 727-643-1781. And again, you're located right in Dunedin, right on the causeway. Near, a lot of people know Cricketers or Madison.
Yep,
you're right next door to Madison Pizza.
Next to Bingo
and the Bingo, in the corner.
Really important that you definitely want to follow me on TikTok.
Ah.
Because as soon as I'm going to have about 1,000 followers, I will start do live. So you will be able to be inside a cockpit with me, with all of my clients, and you will see live what's going on inside the cockpit. So
it's
going to be very educational because I'm going to talk about everything. People ask me questions. So you can find out a lot about aviation that you have never been able to.
And what are you going to be on? Sim Center?
Yeah, Sim Center. Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, name the social media, I'm on it.
Awesome. Yeah, you should start doing reels. Do you do reels for Facebook? Reels are very similar to TikTok, like short videos.
Oh, yeah.
They get seen by a lot more people.
Yeah.
All right, so that's very cool. So again, guys, give Peter a call at 727-643-1781. That's SimCenterTampaBay.com. And that's 2674 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin. So,
and reservations are extremely highly recommended because I have a certain amount of systems. So I don't have too many of these things. So you don't want to run the risk that you come in and then it's packed and nobody is able to do something.
And you do simulation not just for flying, but you have the race cars. You could do shooting and zombies.
Space, all of that.
Space and haunted house coming soon. October's coming up quicker than we think.
It's running.
So very, very high-end virtual reality. Very high-end. So very cool. So, Bill.
Yes, ma'am.
You are awesome. So my business partner, Brian, give me just one second. I believe we do have a caller. I'm sorry, guys. Geraldo? Geraldo? Hello? Maybe we don't. Maybe we lost him. Okay, he'll call back.
Hello?
Geraldo?
Yeah, you hear me?
Hi, yes, I can hear you. I'm so sorry.
No.
So, how are you doing today?
Very good. How are you? Thanks for asking.
Oh, no problem. We are doing great. We're here in the studio, and Geraldo has an amazing restaurant down in Pinellas Park called Terramar Brazilian Steakhouse.
Mm.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about the kind of things that you have going on there.
Yes, we are like an authentic Brazilian steakhouse, so we have like a buffet style, okay? And we, ourselves with the sides, the hot sides, the salad bar, and the meat. So we bring all the meat to the table. We cook the meat in an open flame grill, and it's cured. So you bring the meat to the table. We have like between chicken, pork, and steak, like 8 different meats. This is all you can eat. One very good price is at $37.95 per person, all you can eat.
Yes, and it's just an amazing experience because, like, literally the hot, sizzly meat brought right over to the table, and he can cut it right in front of you, and you can eat as much as you want.
That's exactly.
It's great.
That's exactly.
This is Brian, right? You know that my son Terrion came back with his friend, and he said that they had the greatest experience.
Yeah, he said pass my heels on my plate. So.
Yeah, so he came there with his friends.
Yeah,
right? And it was the football.
Pinellas Park.
Yeah, and that's where he goes to Pinellas Park High, right?
Yeah,
and he said it was the greatest experience he ever had was at the Brazilian, and it's called, what you, we call it the Brazilian Steakhouse, but there is, you, what's the first part of it?
Yeah, also we serve like the Brazilian, or the Brazilian cocktail. It's like very, very famous, very, you know, in Brazil. So it's called caipirinha.
Yeah,
it's really good. So like Brazilian cachaça with sugar, ice, and lime. So shake it.
Oh, I love that.
Very,
it's
very
so good.
With, with the meat, you know.
It's very refreshing on a nice hot day, too.
Yeah, and we're very thankful you do the ad in the magazine for us, too. Just so you know that. Very thankful.
And it's Terra Mar Brazilian Steakhouse.
Yeah, right. We are located at 6715 49th Street North, Pinellas Park, Florida. The phone number is 727-525-1100.
Yes. So you guys got to go check out Terra Mar Brazilian Steakhouse. It is seriously an experience that you will never forget. It's a great place to do date night. It's also a great place to take your family, or if you even have a big group of people. It's just a great atmosphere, and the food is amazing. And they have all these different, like, I don't even know how many. It's a lot of sides.
Eight different meats and about 25 to 30 sides.
Right, and it's buffet style, so you just go up and you get whatever. And it's really, really good. Really good.
Can you do a commercial for these?
All right. Please. Thank you so much, Geraldo. What else would you like to tell us about your restaurant?
Yes, you know, so like we're like the Brazilians, so we serve the meat and the skewers. So we are in the business for, you know, 22 years. On this location, we are here for 12 years.
Oh.
Okay.
It's me and my wife. It's like a family business, family small business. And, you know, my daughters work here, cousins work here. It's like a family business.
Oh, for sure. You know, I got to tell you, too, this is a big compliment to you. When we were down in your area and passing out books, me and myself and one of my employees, do you know how many compliments we got from the local business owners around you saying that how good your food was and it was amazing, and they would absolutely let us put the books in their stores because you were in the book?
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah, so we were talking to a lot of people down in your area about you, and everybody was just saying how great it was.
Sounds great.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you. You're very welcome.
All right. Thank you so much, Geraldo. What else would you like to say in closing?
Well, that's the rest. I would like to invite anyone who is a realist commercial, so to check us out and Brazil Steakhouse at 6715 49th Street North, Pinellas Park, Florida. Phone number is 727-525-1100. We appreciate to serve all the community and, you know, on our small family business.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Geraldo. And everybody go check out Terra Mar Brazilian Steakhouse. Again, that is located at 6715 49th Street North in Pinellas Park. And if you have any questions, you can call 727-525-1100. And they will definitely blow your socks off because their food is amazing.
Absolutely.
Five star.
Yes, absolutely. For sure. So thank you so much, Geraldo. You have a wonderful day, and we will definitely see you soon.
Okay, and then we're going to go to our friend. It's called Jam All Safe and Secure Locksmith. And he has
a free
key Friday.
Hang on, we got Readers on first.
Oh, we've got, I'm sorry, we got Frank on the line, too.
Hold on, hold on 1 second.
Frank, hold on, just 1 minute. We're doing a promo.
Bill's going to do it. Here's his first chance to be a ad man. Ready, Bill? Go.
Okay. So we are getting some information together to do a promo for a Jam All Safe and Secure Locksmith located over in Largo. Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, our starting price for car keys with a chip is on sale for only $35. The same key has a retail price between $70 and $80, and those prices are already discounted, way lower than our than a car dealer would charge.
For sure. $35 for a, chip key. That's a
That's
very good price, actually.
What do you think of that, Frank, as a price?
Hey, Frank, are you there?
I am. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Frank. How are you today?
Fantastic. How are you guys?
We're doing great. So we are so excited to have you on today because we are talking about Rita's in Palm Harbor. They're having their grand opening this weekend.
Yes, Saturday from 2 to 4. First 25 people in line will be receiving free ice for a year.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
That's going to be fun. We're going to be doing a ribbon cutting at 3 o'clock, and we'll have a whole number of activities going on between 4 and 2 on Saturday.
That is awesome.
See that? Tammy said that's awesome.
Yeah, we're really excited to finally have our grand opening, even though we've been open now since June 1st, and we've really enjoyed the community coming in and seeing us. But this is the official opening.
Wow.
That's great. Did you hear what he said, guys? The first 25 people in line get free ice for a whole year.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
Unbelievable. Free ice for a year.
Yeah, that's going to be fun to be handing out.
I think I'm going to sleep over. What do you think? We want to do that? Get our sleeping bags out, Bill?
Yes.
Huh? Will you do that with us?
Sure.
Why not? It's like a...
I bet there will be some people in line early.
Yeah. How are you getting that message out there, too?
Well, obviously, we're using the BBC coupon book to build the awareness of the store location. We've got some coupons, some great coupons in the coupon book. But we're also sending out flyers. We've sent out mailers. We're doing radio spots. So we're trying to blanket all the medias.
Unbelievable. You're not scared to spend a dollar.
There's a good return.
Yeah, so that's what you got to focus on, the return. Like, and sometimes in business, people focus on the expense, which is important because you got to work within a budget. But you got to focus on the return also. That's why you're in business, is to make a profit.
Absolutely.
So tell us about, like, have you ever had a Rita's ice, Bill?
No, I haven't. Unfortunately, I haven't.
Okay, so what I want you to do is go there. I'm gonna put out some $25 gift certificates. I'm gonna make them, and I'm gonna buy them from you myself. And I'm gonna give them out to some of my clients that are in Palm Harbor. And what I'm gonna do is have them come in and to show you that I care. We're gonna buy $100 in gift certificates, four 25s. And Bill, you get one of them.
Okay, thank you.
So far, we owe you 50 for another one, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh my God! And then, do we owe you anything?
Nope.
No, we're good. So we'll give you one for 25 too.
Okay.
So what do you think of that? I just gave away two of them.
Perfect.
I only got two more to go. That's Rita's Italian Ice. Now tell us what makes your ice different than the other ones.
So our ice is made daily. It's made with fresh fruit. We are serving vanilla chocolate custard right now. We rotate the custard flavors on a weekly basis. On deck for the next custard flavor is the black raspberry, which is a big favorite up in the Northeast. We're going to accompany that with the cheesecake custard. And so you get that in a twist, the cheesecake and the black raspberry, you get that in a twist, and it is really, really good.
You know, all you got to do is sprinkle some sugar on it, and we're in business. What do you think?
No additional sugar needed.
No. Oh man, that just sounds so good.
Yeah. I mean, so we've got on a regular basis, we've got 16 different flavors of Italian ice. With the Italian ice, with the different custard flavors, and about 10 different toppings, including Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, Cake 5, sprinkles. We make about 10 different treats.
Right,
so we've got something for everyone.
Right, and then I like about yours is like when I do the cherry one, which I like, there's real chunks of cherries in it.
Yes, there are, absolutely is.
Right, and that makes a difference.
It does.
It does.
There are many Italian ices that you can find with real fruit.
Right. Isn't that cool, Bill?
Yeah, it's cool.
What do you think, Captain?
Yeah, it's great. I used to go to Rita's Ice. I think it's the same one down in downtown Clearwater as well, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
We do have a location in downtown Clearwater as well.
Yeah.
This location where we're doing the grand opening is in Palm Harbor behind the Chick-fil-A.
Oh, okay.
Off of 19 and Tampa Road.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
That's pretty cool.
And they're famous for quality, wouldn't you say?
Right, well,
if you had to choose one word to say Rita's Italian Ice, to me, the first word that comes to mind is quality. What's the first word?
It is a premium brand, that's for sure.
What's the first word that comes to your mind?
Convenience. It's right there.
Right.
Convenience. Which was great.
What's yours?
Fresh.
What's yours, Matt?
Same thing.
There you go. Matt's the best. You know, he helped me out with our place, right? He did. You helped me out with that deal with our place and the way he does the commercials and stuff. So you're a real professional, Matt.
Thank you, sir. I try. I ought to be doing it after 15 years.
Yes. I really have a lot of... Why don't we have a commercial for you? Can you put together a diabetes commercial for my friend Bill here?
See me after the show and we'll work something out.
There you go. It's all part of the deal. Anyhow, so we're launching a website there, Frank. Do you have a website?
Oh, yeah.
We
oh,
do. It's the name is a little complex, so it's just easiest if you Google Rita's of Palm Harbor. And we'll be the first result in the first listing in the results page.
That's good
to
know.
So Rita's of Palm Harbor. Yep.
Right. And I'm learning words, too, that I never knew before. Like, what do you think of this word, analytic?
Analytic?
What a word, huh? Who came up with that word? But anyhow, what does it mean? What does that word mean, analytic?
To me, it means taking a whole bunch of data, crunching it, and getting some more data out of it.
Wow. Okay. That sounds good to me. What does the word analytic mean to you, Bill?
It means someone or something that is analyzed, somebody that takes data and kind of delves into it and figures out exactly what the bottom line is on it.
Okay. What does it mean to you, scientists?
Adding things together and getting a conclusion out of it.
Wow. Do you know who we have we're interviewing, Frank? The dummy guy that just barely got out of high school is interviewing a chemist, right? And then what is your profession? What are you?
I used to teach astrophysics.
And he taught physics. What do you think of that, Frank? I have a chemist and a physic.
You've made something out of yourself.
And then you have dummy like me. What's another good word that they use in the website or the computer world? Analytics? What's another word? Like, is there another word out there?
AI is getting a big deal right now.
AI. So
it's getting bigger and bigger because pretty much everything is AI right now. Everything is algorithms. Everything is working.
Algorithms.
Oh, yeah.
Computers. Okay, let's try that, Frank. What is and I can't even say the word, but I'm going to try.
Algorithm.
What? Thank you. What is that, Frank?
Well, I didn't know I was going to get quizzed, but I think I can answer this one. So it's essentially taking human logic and applying it to in an artificial way to get a result.
Wow. Smarty pants.
That's AI.
That's AI, yeah.
Yeah. But AI is run by algorithms.
What?
AI is run by algorithms.
What is algorithm?
Algorithm is basically you have a set of numbers, and what you're doing is you are telling the computer to do this, 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 this. And then basically every software works off of that. So whatever, you write basically a set of codes, and it spits it out at the end, and you basically get a result of it. And that's basically how your computer works, that's how your monitor works, that's how TV works, that's how everything works. Chips are basically getting certain sets of data, computing out a specific result, and that's what you're seeing, that's what you're touching, that's what you're doing.
Is it like the Nielsen ratings, like of old, where they told you which show was number one? An algorithm would be the Nielsen ratings?
Not really. Or the statistics.
No. I didn't do that.
That's a little bit different.
That's different?
Yeah.
So how is Frank doing? What would you rate him 1 to 10? How's he doing so far?
Doing good.
He's doing good?
Sounds like a 1.
Sure.
No, you're doing good, Frank. You didn't know you were going to be quizzed. You want to make $50, Frank?
Sure.
Okay, let's come up with a question with deal with computers. You come up with it, scientist.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to be too hard.
No, don't be hard.
Okay.
Who puts out the best Italian ices in Palm Harbor?
Well, if you set an algorithm for that one, it's probably going to come out with Rita's.
There you go.
There you go.
You just made $50, Frank. How's that? Rita's Italian Ice in Palm Harbor behind the Chick-fil-A.
Easy to find.
Easy to find.
Yes.
Very easy to find.
2 to 4.
2 to 4.
Yep.
Now talk about the 25 for life ices.
That's right. So Saturday we will be giving away 25 ices for a year. And so the line will start forming at probably noon, maybe even sooner or earlier. And we will be handing out gifts and tchotchkes, and we'll have a prize wheel. The fire department will be here with their trucks. The local sheriff's department, they'll have some vehicles out here. We're going to have the Palm Harbor cheerleaders
still here,
and so we've got quite an event scheduled for a jam packed 2 hours from 2 to 4 on Saturday.
Unbelievable. I'm really thinking about sleeping overnight. A lifetime of free Ritas. Unbelievable.
And they have diabetic choices.
I know. Unbelievable. So give us your address and the name of your business again.
Sure. Rita's Italian Ice. We are located at 32836 U.S. Highway 19, Palm Harbor. Just north of just north of the Tampa Road US 19 intersection behind Chick-fil-A.
Wow. I think that's the best way to say it for me. Description versus address.
Yeah, so agreed. The Chick-fil-A is a landmark that everybody is aware of.
Right, just say behind the Chick-fil-A at Tampa Road and US 19.
We're 100 feet behind Chick-fil-A. You can't meet us, or you can't miss us. Once you're leaving the Chick-fil-A drive-through, we're right in front of you.
Unbelievable. And you know, at Alternate 19 in Tampa Road, they made it into a roundabout. Did you know that?
Now they're building the overpass. They started building the overpass now, all the way up there.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Eventually, I think all of US 9 is.
Yeah, but it's a roundabout at Alternate 19. Did you know that at Tampa Road?
Not Tampa Road, the whole north.
It's Florida Ave.
Florida Avenue.
See? Right by Bill's
Supergas. All right, so can you do me a favor, Frank?
I can.
My friend here owns a diabetic clinic. Can you ask him some questions about diabetes?
Sure.
This is a very well-organized show, you know that. You were supposed
to. Sounds like it.
At 5:54, you're supposed to ask the question. I know we're like 10 seconds early, but that just shows you how organized we are. Okay, so go ahead. Ask my.
Frank, let me ask you some questions. You say you have diabetes ices there. Is that correct? Ices?
We have sugar-free Italian ice. Yes, we have typically one flavor a day. But we have cherry, dragon fruit, tangerine, mango, peach, all made with Splenda, no sugar.
That's good. That's good. Because there are a lot of people who can't, you know, can't eat the sugar, and they still want to enjoy something like a like an ice, and that's great. That's great.
Yeah, maybe you can push it at your diabetic clinic.
Yeah, I sure could.
Right. And does it say it on the ad that he has sugar-free ices? I don't think so.
I don't see it, no.
You know,
not on the ad in the coupon book, no.
And it should, right? On anything you put out. Because, you know, when I go shopping, I get sugar-free. I know it's probably not good either. But I just look for sugar. I get sugar-free bread. I get sugar-free cookies. And I just look for sugar-free, and then I buy it. I bet you a lot of diabetics would love to know that you have sugar-free.
Well, we've got some of these books in our place. We'll be happy to tell people, look, you want looking for a nice, refreshing dessert, this is a great place to go because they have sugar-free sugar-free desserts. That's great.
Unbelievable.
I mean, I don't know too much about diabetes, but definitely I don't see too many choices for people to actually enjoy something like this.
No, you're right.
Is that pretty much it, right?
Right. Yeah. Reader's has the answer for diabetes. Maybe he can replace your clinic. Just eat Reader's. Just eat Reader's and don't worry about anything else.
Don't think he can do that.
Live no,
a little more complicated than that.
We're not going to claim that.
No, but ask him. Ask my friend Bill about a question about his clinic.
So where are you located, Bill?
Yeah, we're located right across the street from Advent Health Hospital there in Tarpon Springs, just a little bit north of there. And we have a clinic that is very unique. People with diabetes have been, you know, told years and years and years that all they need to do is exercise and watch what they eat and take medications. And unfortunately, diabetes has increased 350% during that same period of time. So that's really not working. And so what we have discovered and developed with algorithms is we have put together an infusion process that takes a pump and is fueled by an algorithm, and it actually biomimics the pancreas so that the blood gets the proper amount of insulin. And we're seeing remarkable things happen. We're seeing people get rid of neuropathy, people's eyesight getting better, people a ton more energy. Because when you're starving the body, which is what diabetes really is doing, it's a metabolic disease. It's not letting the energy into the cell. The sugar doesn't get into the cell. But when you get into the cell can do what it's supposed to do, which is repair and restore. And so people are really seeing some fabulous results with our process.
I got a particular question on this, if it's possible. In your research or anything on the research, pancreatic cancer is also instigated by diabetes as well, or that has no correlation to
no
it?
No correlation, whatsoever?
No. None, okay. Right.
Cancer, unfortunately, it's not specific. It just goes where it wants to go.
Yeah, just the cell structure just goes nuts.
Because there's so much blood there, though, a lot of people end up with pancreatic cancer because of
Wow. Mm-hmm. So what do you think, Frank?
Sounds like Bill's got a great service for a lot of needy people.
Right.
There sure are a lot of people
out
there.
And then he ran a free clinic. I just found this out up in Tarpon Springs where he ran a free clinic for the homeless. And then the people we had on earlier were feeding 400 families a week, homeless people.
That's fabulous.
Yeah. And we had them on earlier. So we try to give back to the community. We had that on earlier. I just want you to know, Frank. And then we had the captain on. He has a simulator 737 airplane that you can fly. Like, tell him a little bit real quick.
Yeah, I just did, but you basically can fly a 737 jetliner. You can fly fighter jets. You can drive a Formula One race car. You can go into a space simulator where you go around the entire solar system. As a matter of fact, you can do also sit in Neil Armstrong's seat and do the entire Apollo landing from the beginning to the end, basically, or like from the launch pad all the way until it's splashed down in the Pacific, everything.
So that's, and he's right there in Palm Harbor also.
Dunedin. Actually, it's Dunedin.
Dunedin.
Yeah. But right on the fringe.
Yeah, it's very close to Palm Harbor.
I think the house next to yours is Palm Harbor. Because it's at Curlew and Alternate 19. You know where the McDonald's is there?
Sure. Yeah, the bingo place.
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah, that's where he's at. If you ever want to fly at 737.
Oh, I think I've seen your trailer out in that parking lot.
There you go.
That's it. Well, anyhow, thank you, readers. Frank, grand opening August 12th. Diabetes Man. Reverse or whatever, groundbreaking stuff. And then the 737 airplane fly it to the moon. And then, of course, Matt, the producer, he's the best. And then we had on for the
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
Listen.